Good afternoon, Scott Baker.
Mikey, good afternoon. It's time for our lead better look at today's field note. The title of the field note is The Importance of Self-Reviews in Performance Evaluations. We all know the performance review, the dreaded performance review, but a self-review, I think there's an intuitive feeling we would have about what that is, but have you encountered this in the wild? Did you ever work for anyone who was like, we're going to have our performance review, but we would like you to self-review first?
No, I've never experienced that request at all. I do like the idea, but no, I'm not familiar with it. Now, we have another little piece that is in our content that would imply that this is the way that you do it, but I've never made that application myself and I've never seen it done in that way. So I love this application.
I do. And there's an obvious point in the sense that, well, if I kind of sit down and say, well, let me take a look at how am I doing really?
Right.
I might actually come up with something insightful, but there's a great benefit to leaders around this. And I would say we all probably do this a little bit, but the goal here is not that crazy or complicated, which is, well, how do we just have a good conversation about how you're doing? And does the thinking of this field note lead us all to a better understanding that we might be able to have more productive conversations in all aspects of life?
Yeah, I agree. And when we get down to the bottom of the field note, it feels like we're being very prescriptive with the recommendation of 4 specific questions to ask in a self-evaluation. But you're right. The purpose of this is so that you get somebody else talking first. Like, there's so many advantages that a leader has when they take time to listen to the vocabulary game of the person that they're with. Because if you speak to people on that level, your ability to speak without resistance, speak without that natural resistance that comes up anytime you're giving feedback is great. So we've heard this illustration given in another portion of our content where someone, you know, might have a compliment ready to go for somebody to start this kind of a conversation and saying, I think the work that you did on that project was great. Right. Mm-hmm. And the person, depending on who you're talking to, they might think the word great is a fantastic word to use in that context.
Yeah. Right.
Or they might think you just insulted them. Right.
Yeah. Great. Sounds great. Great. Oh, great. Yeah. You did great. Yeah. I know how you use that word. Okay.
Right. So the trick is not to come up with an assessment of how to use the word great properly, right? You don't need another love language of like, what's your great language? Take this assessment first and we'll determine what your great language is. You just need a temperature check on the type of vocabulary that other people are using. And once you understand that, once you hear that, which is a great reason just to listen first. And it feels like that's all that this is. So I mean, we had a couple of people in the comments who are saying, you know, there might be some mistrust in a manager employee relationship. And as a result of that mistrust, you might not want to do self-assessments, maybe try something else. But, and I understood what the commenter was saying, but I think at the end of the day, it's really just, no, you just want them to be able, the person that you're doing the assessment with, for them to have the ability to talk first.
And there's something in this field note on the self-reviews, which we left capitalized throughout the field note, just to emphasize the idea, self-review. It's a little bit different than just, we're going to sit down for the performance review and I say, how do you think you're doing? It's a little more detailed than that. I think there's a value in those conversations, but this one is actually saying, well, write it out for me. Like, and let me look at it. Maybe I'll use the 4 questions, and the 4 questions, were where am I having the most impact? What successes can I point to? Where could I have done much better, much better? Gosh, got the emotional weight of much. And then the last one was, what are the key learnings or takeaways from my experiences? So if I pose those questions and you need to kind of write out thoughtfully those answers, you look at them, I look at them before we even sit down. That's a lot of information.
It is. And it's the type of information that I might do for myself at the end of the year You know, coming up with New Year's resolutions might be preempted with those types of questions. But what's great about it is usually that's just kind of like it's a self-reflection tool that I don't share with anybody else. Like I might do that kind of exercise,
Right.
but I'm not sharing it with my wife, right? I'm not sharing that with anybody. But to be able to do that out loud, and it's really not whether or not it's accurate. That's not the important part,
sure,
right? The accuracy or whether or not I'm having a full sense, I'm not evaluating whether or not that assessment is
right.
true. You're just wondering where the gaps might be and giving you the ability to use the language, their language game.
Yeah. Well, even if you don't go as far as having the written out part, in my past life as a journalist, there was a period of time where I went from being kind of on the front lines as the TV news anchor or reporter to where I was in charge of as an editor in chief and had teams of people and video editors and writers and all kinds of folks. And you would do annual reviews and you'd sit down and you'd have that process and, built into a large organization. And not knowing admired leadership fully at that point, at some point as the organization was growing, that's how I actually came to know admired leadership was I asked a banker that I knew who referred me to, the founder of admired leadership and I began working, with Randall at that point. But I was already doing this process that I think we all might do sort of naturally. But what I found to be true for me personally, anecdotally, is then borne out in the literature as we've studied this, which is if I sit down with you and I say, before we really unpack all this, I say, well, how do you think you're doing? Well, you learn a lot. And oftentimes people are more critical of themselves than maybe even I had planned to be. Right. So I can think of just many conversations where I ended up kind of able to enter and buoy the person's spirits because I thought they were doing much better than they thought that they were doing.
Right.
In other cases, they had actually pretty insightful things to say about where they felt like they were, falling short, things I hadn't even thought about. And that's all great information to have. But one of the things that happens in that process is you're giving yourself, as particularly if it's valid, again, there might be inaccurate things about your perception or things you've missed that are really important. But if you're giving yourself feedback and I'm letting you give yourself feedback and I'm just tweaking or underlining, that's more powerful than if I enter and you're defensive and, well, you don't know the context of what I was. But if you say, well, here's what I've been struggling with, or I've kind of felt like I let the team down on this, I can be like, well, why do you think that happened? Or what do you think led to that? And other times, you seem to have avoided those problems. Why is that? So you can just lean in. The person is already, and we do know this in the research, which is when we do self-evaluation, it opens up different neural pathways than if I'm just hearing it from the other person that I report to. So I think that all of this is a tremendous value to what actually happens inside the person's head. Now, as a leader, I could have a perception of your performance that is accurate, but I also could have a perception that's way off track. We can talk about that. But at this very just initial stage of just saying, well, tell me how you think you're doing. And if I take it one step further to where this field note is saying, well, why not add a little layer of if it's a formal process that you have to do, a lot of organizations are smaller and don't have like really detailed things. Go ahead and write out some things that you think, that answer these questions or ones like it. I think you're going to cut through a lot of crap and you're going to have a much more productive conversation, better for the person, but also better for the leader.
Right. No. And all things being equal in our relationship, if you're as a leader going to ask me, how do you think that I'm doing? And I know that this is a precursor to an evaluative discussion. I absolutely am going to want to say everything that you might have on your mind before you say it. Like I'm naturally, I don't want you to have to say it first. I want to show off my self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get caught flat-footed that, oh, I didn't even see that. Right. I don't want anything that you say to me to be like a blind spot. So I want to expose as much as possible. So I'll have the tendency to be a lot more harsh on me than you would be. And I want to do that on purpose. Do you think that's common? Is that a problem that I have, or is that common? Right?
Well, no, I don't know what the percentage of commonness is, but I would imagine that it's fairly common. But look, if you think about it this way too, you might disclose things to me in that conversation. I can then respond in whichever way I think is going to be the most generative in terms of driving you towards where I want it to be. But it also leads to a question, which is also then helpful, which is, what do you need from me? How can I help? Yeah. Where can I be of a benefit to you as your leader? Now, I may already have ideas. I know that I actually think you're underperforming in these three areas, but if you just hit one or two of them, and rather than me saying, well, I think you need to work on this, and so I'm going to need you to meet with me every 6 weeks and we're going to go over these things. If I actually let you talk it out, you identify one or two of those things and I say, how can I help? And if that person's like, well, maybe we could just start meeting together, once or twice a month and kind of go over and just kind of keep me on track. Cause I know you've been very good about this in your career. I'd love to learn from you. Yeah. I'd be happy to do that. Well, all right. I just got the information out. I just got the kind of meeting that I wanted to have happen, but it was your idea. Wonderful.
Right. But okay, so what about the type of person who has a tendency to be defensive? Mm-hmm. So that when you ask the question, how do you think things are going? They're immediately kind of suspicious. Okay, you have some things to tell me, but for some reason you're not telling them first. So I'm not actually going to say, I'm going to sidestep. I'm going to say the two things that I think that went really well, mm-hmm. but then I'm very interested in what you have to say. Almost like they're combative. Like they want you to say it first because they feel like the whole conversation is a weird negotiation. And so you need to name your price before I name my price. Right. If you're dealing with a person like that, it's almost like the whole conversation needs to be approached a little bit different.
Yeah. I'm sure that we could be looking at some of these things where things are very guarded. Some organizations, your performance review in that conversation might determine whether you get a bonus of some sort at the end of the year. You get other benefits that come to you, in terms of institutional benefits. So there might be a lot on the line. And I do think that you have to kind of keep that in mind, right?
I didn't even think about that. If that conversation and the outcome of that conversation determines my bonus, then I'm not going to be honest at all, right? A real evaluation needs to have those kinds of things in the background or non-existent in order for it to really be effective.
Yeah.
Because boy, a lot of those things can be skewed.
Well, but in terms of what your point was, which was the person who might be defensive around this. So even if I'm asking this, like you might not really want to raise that. Well, I can still then use questions like you're not going to say nothing. Like if I say, how do you think you're doing? What are you trying to work on? And you'll just be like, I'm trying to become even more of a genius than I already am. What are they going to say?
The way that I would do it if I was sidestepping is be like, oh, I'm working hard, but I'm really actually interested in your evaluation. So tell me.
I'm not sure how I'm doing. I think I would go more specifically. I said, well, let's go over the last project. I wouldn't come right in with judgment. I would say, all right, you were doing this research report for the last, 6 weeks and tell me about it. How did it go? What was the process you used? Who did you end up working in other departments with? I'd start to get you talking through that because at some point you're just going to start talking about challenges.
Right.
That's
such a great way to do it. And leading with curiosity never goes wrong, does it? I mean, it's just
correct. Great. Yes. Right.
For you to be able to have this entire conversation where you're just asking questions the whole time, you can give lots of recommendations in the form of a question, right? You can set boundaries and you can set goals in a way where you ask people, okay, so what do you think the goal should be next year? Right. And they might say something that's a little bit too low. And then all your question is, do you think maybe we could, increase the challenge a little bit? Like it'd be one question another where you're not laying anything out and you're basically letting the person kind of set the tone for the whole thing.
Right. Well, and there's a, there's a bit of a theme there too when you were talking about the defensiveness and where things are going to go, which is we often talk about trying to kind of keep things forward in their overall tone and direction. So we're not beating up problems in the past. And we talked about this in a field note the other day about just dealing with things that have gone wrong. And by the way, in tomorrow's field note, we're also going to, it actually begins with a scenario of a year-end review where the person, this is just a tease, where the person's expectation and what actually happens in the performance review are wildly off. Now, right. The point of the field note will be something very different. Tune in for tomorrow's Lead Better to find out what that's all about. Now, in this situation, though, when I'm saying, even if you're sort of defensive, and I'm not going to pull teeth here. I don't want to play coy like, so you think you're doing well, huh?
Right, right. If you're going to use this curiosity thing, you better be genuinely curious.
It'd be genuinely curious. Yeah. But you could also then use that. I could ask you about the project. Let's go through the most recent project. But I could also try to kind of move it in the direction of saying, well, look, you've obviously done some really good work, you know, the last 3 months. And I think that research report, and you just highlighted a few of the challenges. But where do you think that you can accelerate the most over the next 6 months? Are there specific things that you think that you've been weighing in your own mind? And if you say, well, yeah, I'm here, but I'd like to be here. Well, you've just identified a gap.
Right.
So I'm putting the question to you into the future. Right. So now I can say, well, let's think about what are the two or three steps that get you from here to here? Maybe I can lean in and be helpful in some of those areas, right? You can use me as a resource. Well, then now you've created a great conversation, but actually a performance plan.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, this is great. We'll talk tomorrow, but this was a good one. And it challenged me more than one. All right.
Thanks, Mike.
See you tomorrow. Bye now. All
right, bye.